Lindsey Graham's death prompts last-minute Senate primary in South Carolina. A last-minute push to find a Republican candidate to vie for Senator Lindsey Graham's seat has begun after the South Carolina lawmaker died from a brief and sudden illness on July 11th. The 71-year-old, who was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2002, was running for re-election this fall after scoring the Republican nomination in a landslide victory in the state's primary on June 9th. Graham won the nomination just over a month ago with 56.8% of the vote, as businessman Mark Lynch trailed far behind in second place with 28.9%. Lynch shared his condolences on social media Sunday morning but did not reveal if he planned to re-enter the race. South Carolina law has a pre-established timeline that election officials must follow if a party nominee dies, including swiftly adding a special primary election to take place ahead of the general election. The filing period for this special primary election opens the second Tuesday after the death, disqualification, or approval of the resignation for 1 week, the law states. Candidates will be allowed to file paperwork to run for the U.S. Senate seat between July 21st and July 28th, for the six-year term that begins in January 2027. A special primary election will likely happen on the second Tuesday immediately following the close of the filing period, per state law. If necessary, a runoff election will be held 2 weeks after the primary. The Epoch Times has reached out to the South Carolina Republican Party for additional comment on how the next steps will be handled. The winner of the Republican primary will face off against Democratic nominee Annie Andrews, a pediatrician, this fall in the general election. Andrews encouraged South Carolinians to set aside partisanship and offer gratitude to Graham for his decades of service to their state and nation. "My deepest condolences are with the family of Senator Lindsey Graham, his friends, his devoted staff, and all who are grieving this sudden and tremendous loss," Andrews wrote in a social media post on July 12. Before Graham's death, the Cook Political Report predicted Graham was the favorite to win the general election against Andrews in the fall. As for immediately filling the seat for the remainder of Graham's current term, which ends on January 3, 2027, South Carolina law allows the governor, Republican Henry McMaster, to select a person to serve out the final months of the term. The law did not specify how fast the governor needed to act. McMaster released a statement on Sunday suggesting he and his family were devastated by Graham's death. "May God hold him gently in the palm of his hand," McMaster wrote. "We shall not see his likes again."